Yo, it's the most dope show. It's about that time to get live. Take a break from your 8 to 5. Them other guys don't have the ability to rip it. We kick it. Three guys on representing with the most killer spirit. And we coming with the jokes. So you better grab a good pen and pad for your notes. And forget them other folks, cause we got the best quotes. Randolph does more than just jokers. He woke and he got the files. Tell Andy Klein to turn up the dial. I don't know where that boy Tim is now. Raising a daughter, he hella proud. Candy is straight up and Randolph ain't here for racist. When Tim Miller hit, that got funny as shit. The sock puppets always be there to assist. Too many to name, but they all of the shit. I guess I could try. Love me some Frankie French. Milner and
Mike B.
Be lit. I cannot forget about Petey and Chris. J.L. Covan with them Trump impressions. Riding Cameron coming from the black guy who tips. That's a whole damn nation, so they always near. Pop, pop, bang, bang. Getting green, romaine. Three guys on sock puppet nation. Gang, gang. Yeah. What up,
Dominic?
Puerto Rico, suave. I know you thought I forgot about you, but I ain't forget about you, bro. Yeah. Yeah. Puerto Rico, oh. Puerto Rico, suave.
Let's stick to the time, guys. Let's go. Let's get copy.
Now, it's only, now this is the freeloader show.
No, so we're not going to rush. We're just going to do a podcast. But when we get to 60 minutes,
so basically, we don't rush, guys.
We are recording though. This is so.
Are we on? Are we live?
Everything, yeah, everything is good. Everything is, everybody's mic is up.
Okay. We chilling, man. We out here. We are here messing with some fat chicks. That's what 50 Cent said. I don't know.
What?
That was good. What? It was a mixtape. Sorry.
Are, man, you are on one lately.
Oh, is that Brooklyn Shoe Bay?
Distraction.
What up, Brooklyn Shoe Bay? We out here, baby.
And
let's
and
go.
And waste 30 minutes of the 60 minutes.
Yeah, see, you gonna see. That's what happens.
We talk about Brooklyn Shoe Bay. We talking period power. We talk about period pantry. We why out you, here.
Why are you throwing up the West
Selling
Coast?
Girl Scout
w?
Cookies. We doing it all.
She's in Brooklyn. Why are you throwing up the West Coast? That's just not
this
West
is
Coast.
E. This is an E.
The West Side.
This is
the
East
Side.
This is the E for East Side.
Oh, for East Side.
And this is this
Rod,
West Side.
Rod is up there in that E. You gotta throw the E up.
You can throw the E up, yo. We are here. We talking period pantry. We talking period power. We talking about panty liners. We talking about applicators and injectors. We doing all this for the, you know, this whole community is we own one. We lit this today. I'm here for.
That's
I'm here
true.
For the. I'm here.
We got Girl Scout cookies. Pointing little girls. I bought some Girl Scout cookies. So just know she over, but I gave her some more sales.
She's way over, but that's fine.
And I don't care. Mm-mm.
We help the youths. The
I put like this, no mic. I'm doing it to make them white folks mad.
Piss them off. piss these people.
I'm like, oh, y'all mad? I'm buying that baby some more cookies. I know she done met her goal.
The cookies are getting better. They're experimenting and doing different things with the cookies. Now I've noticed.
I don't want to distract us too far away from what right. our beaten path is in these 60 minutes. But Andy, can we get Brooklyn Shoe Bay on? I would like to talk about the interview she did about Period Pantry. And we got
oh, you
we got,
really, got, you really, you were really gonna try to say in the 60 minutes. You see how he just took over, the hosting spot. Do you see how he did that, Rob?
Just real quick. Just
you
real quick.
See that? He didn't run it by me in the chat room. He didn't text me on the phone. He's gonna come in
and make an executive decisions too.
Didn't even watch the Chris Rock special.
Nope.
You watched the special.
He, by the way, Mike B texted us in the group chat.
Ever since Mike got a personal trainer, he's been completely.
He's been wilding. He been showing them pecs.
Oh yeah, I have been scratching my back a lot lately.
Oh gosh. Yeah, you have. Yeah, see.
He's still not that
itchy.
Flexible, but he's gonna show you them pecs though. Mm-hmm.
It's the delts, the pecs. You know what I'm saying? Ah.
Can you do a squat?
Oh yeah, I get down low. I scrub the ground. I'm out here now. We doing
what?
It. Them knees.
Even better if you get back up is the better question.
Oh, I'm up. Hey, let me tell you something. If I ever do that Beyonce challenge again, oh. I'm
oh, your baby
I'm
ain't gonna embarrass you again.
I'm gonna fuck these people up. These 23 and unders, they will get fucked up. This 41 year old drop down and scrub the flow.
Bad brunch bitch Mike B.
You see it and you know it.
This is brunch energy. This is definitely you weren't at brunch today.
That BBE.
I just saw a thing that said that the cartel, the Mexican drug cartel, written an apology letter. They did a little more than write an apology letter.
Oh shit, yeah. I got a whole HR department writing apology letters.
Dear America.
Yeah, let me tell you something. them cartels and shit, that shit is way different than it is here.
It like, is.
Like they have rules and stuff that they apply to the shit. Cause they didn't just write, they turned over the guys who did the killing. Oh, okay. Well,
they had no business out there.
they don't want the weight of the US government on
them.
You broke the policy.
Yeah. Yeah, they turned over five people.
Tells you they were doing some fuck shit they shouldn't have been doing.
We ain't gonna be responsible for these deaths.
Yeah. Probably wasn't even the same five people that did it either.
Don't matter.
Right, don't matter. You gave up five.
It's like in the Yakuza where they tell the young nigga he gotta go to jail. I'm like, yep, guess who killed that politician?
I know. They was like, these people was minding their business and you killed them. Mm-mm.
Somebody cut their fingers off.
Also, it's big business in Mexico for Americans to go there for medical treatment.
Yeah, so you can't cut into the medical.
Oh, you can't be fucking up the money.
Yeah, it's like a million people a year do that.
Going at it. If this moment is getting capped up, people ain't going to come. That fucks up with the money. We can't have that.
And it was black people, so you know it's probably BBL.
Yeah. BBL season. Yeah,
most likely.
Hey, mm-hmm. Look, summertime is around the corner. Them asses need to be operated on and shown off by June 16th.
Come on.
We going to Beyonce concert.
They got their Beyonce concert tickets. And they was like,
by the way,
Queen B.
Mata Moris is my wife's pseudo hometown. Mm. The other hometown.
Now, what they were saying is there are some areas where you really shouldn't go. Is that like...
They got clapped up right at the border. There's plenty. Every place in Mexico has areas you shouldn't go. Every town.
I mean, there's certain places where the U.S. government says people should not travel there. And this was like apparently possibly one of those areas that they were in.
I mean, like I said, I had my bachelor party at Matamoros. So I can tell you. So
I didn't get the invite.
Is that where you got your Brazilian butt lift procedure?
We went to the like a near dark strip club in Matamoros.
fun field fact about Brazilian butt lifts. Did you know those are covered? They have a 10-year warranty.
They have a warranty.
I mean, if you get it done in like a legit spot as opposed to a strip mall in Matamoros.
they come with a warranty. If your booty cheeks get uneven within the 10 years,
come with a warranty. All that money I'm spending,
it's like Jiffy Lube.
You have to get them redone. Mm-hmm.
They add some extra. Whatever,
yeah, but you know those butt lifts, man. They start deflating the day after the warranty. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like somebody say breast implants too. Yeah.
Right when I was going to pay off my butt, started acting up.
I walked out, my butt dropped 40% in cost, like a car.
That depends on if you go to the dealership.
Right. Oh, you got a problem with your butt implant? I got a guy. He'll fix you right up.
Matamoros is a wild town because it's Brownsville, and then you go across into Matamoros. And they'd be right there at the border waiting to not so much clap you up. It's just it's not good business to fuck with tourists. Let me just say it like that.
Apparently this was a mistaken identity.
Good business. It's not good business to fuck with
tourists. I'm mostly mad that they were racist. Because they said they thought they was Haitian and they was just American black. Like, you can't tell the difference, motherfucker, when you start stabbing them and they was like, what the fuck, bro?
They ain't speaking your language.
They had South Carolina license plates on their car, right?
Yeah.
Oh, so they rolled right.
Yeah, they came down. Yeah.
South Carolina
they
license
drove a long
place.
Way to get to,
you,
to go
you
to
know
Mexico.
This ain't you.
Because you got to drive from South Carolina into Texas and then drive all the way across Texas.
Nigga, how many days is that? That's days. That you talking
but also,
about a 3 or 4 day trip.
Think about the drive back with fresh butt implants.
Yeah.
Right?
That's got to be painful. Like, that's... Yeah. Apparently they drove. Their car got, like, basically hemmed up by this cartel. And there was, like, a shootout.
Two of them.
Two people died, one person critically injured, and one person survived without injuries.
When they like had them hostage and shit, was they just like, oh boy, is there egg on my face?
what they like, call the human resource.
Well, guys, we got ourselves quite the mix up here. Sorry.
The PR people came in. We got to get a statement out right now.
All right, guys, turn off your body cams. Bad, let's get our story straight.
Right, let's get the story straight.
So you say you're not from Haiti. You sure? All right. That's on us.
Yeah, there was video of them like loading the bodies up into a truck when they were kidnapping them. And then because there was a little stretch when the people were missing, but all four of them were missing.
Who was the cartel dude that came back to the hideout like, guys, y'all ain't gonna believe this.
Yeah,
I just saw the Haitians coming out of the grocery store.
It's coming out like, of the diner spot over there.
Right, they're gonna like tacos. We asked them, were they bilingual? They was like, nope, English is the only language. I think we might be in trouble, y'all.
Exactly what a Haitian would say.
Guys, I just saw the Haitian coming from a drug drop. So I don't know who we got in there, but it ain't them.
It ain't them. We got the wrong blacks, y'all. The wrong blacks.
We are in trouble. That's when the boss comes in. Who did you did? Okay, well, somebody needs to decide who's going to jail for this because I'm giving somebody up.
We're
going to
pick straws.
Talk about it amongst yourselves and make a decision.
Yeah. Whoever y'all say that's who we're going to tell the federal government to come and get.
You just left five ropes and five sacks to put over people's head in the room. And was like, y'all know what to do.
Yeah, work it out. I want to hear some vigorous negotiations.
I'll be back in 5 minutes. Decisions better be have made. Us everybody dying.
Yeah, so they gave five members of their cartel up. A Mexican drug cartel claiming its members were behind the brazen kidnapping of four Americans last week handed over five of the members and left a note of apology. They wrote a note. Photos circulating.
Shit, they out here like Batman. Are they? Did they pin them on them upside down too?
Five men on the pavement with their hands tied, four of them shirtless in front of a pickup truck, which has a handwritten letter of apology on the windshield.
I mean, they drove up in the pickup truck,
mm-hmm.
threw their asses out the back of the pickup truck, yep, put a note on the truck, away. And they just walked off.
Yeah.
It was like, y'all know what it is. And it was like, and you better turn yourself in. If you're missing, we're going to kill you.
Dear America, what's up or down? Not much here. We thought you wanted to talk to these five guys.
Just thought we'd drop you a line.
Pick a color, pick a number.
And a handwritten letter on a windshield. That is hilarious.
The AP reported obtaining a copy of the letter.
Just says, sorry.
Sorry. Our bad.
Sorry.
Whoops.
Oopsie. The cartel members probably mistook them for drug smugglers and abducted them after shooting their van. The Scorpions faction of the Gulf Cartel apologized to the residents of it wasn't the Scorpion. What was that squad of cops in
Scorpion Squad?
Scorpions.
The Scorpion Squad.
Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, Pete, things named after scorpions are never good.
No, there's never a positive Scorpion story.
Nope.
Apologize. Where was I? A Mexican woman who was killed by a stray bullet and the four Americans. Oh, so there was a Mexican woman also killed in this shootout by a stray bullet.
Shouldn't have been over there.
Like, why isn't there a deputy gang named after the Smurfs?
Right. Yeah, you could have like a cartel Smurf thing.
Yeah.
Something cute. Take them off guard.
Cokey Smurf.
You get away with like six extra years of killing innocent black people if you name yourself after the Smurfs. Right. Nobody gonna believe it.
Guys, we're gonna change our name from the Gargamels.
Yeah. Guys, the Smurf Squad is coming. Oh no.
Smurf Squad. Watch out, guys. Smurf Squad is coming. Oh, a little more than three apples high, if you know what I'm saying. Yeah, I think this was the car they drove down in. They like pulled it over and had a shootout. I mean, a shootout, like one side was shooting. And yeah, so the U.S. government was basically getting involved. This is what they didn't want. They didn't want.
Right. And them doing an investigation and shit. It was like, nah, we'll give them to you. This is who you want.
Y'all want some change? I got them and some change. Want some change? we give them away free BBLs if you don't fuck with us, USA.
You ain't gonna fuck up all this money.
Yeah, them BBLs gonna be cheap for a while though. So if you've been thinking about getting one, now's the time.
Ain't it though?
Ain't nobody getting shot for at least the next few months.
You know what? 12-year warranty.
Yeah. Buy one, get one cheek off.
100,000 sit-ups. That's what we guarantee.
Giving our free refills in the booty. If you keep coming here, please come here. Free refills.
You won't leave until they're clapping. That's our guarantee.
That's a great motto. I ain't gonna lie.
My cheeks aren't clapping right now.
Be like, if he ain't slapping, bring them back, ladies. Bring them back.
Fucking around.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if that's if there's much tourism in that area, but that's going to have an effect on tourism anyway. People go to other parts of Mexico for tourism, but now they might be like, well, fuck that. I'm not going to go.
Right.
People go down to Cancun for the tourism stuff. Stay on the resort.
Yes, yes, you better be up. It's safe there.
Don't leave the resort.
It's also just like a wild crime because it's one of the few times where like a lot of people look at being black and going outside of the country as like a reprieve. And now it's like, here's a place where you got killed for being black in another country.
Right.
Oh, yeah. The racism is all over the world. Oh,
yeah. But you know, like a lot of, I know even I romanticize it a bit where I'm like, I want to get out of the country and get away from this type of racism.
Yeah, this type. It's still racist.
You get to Mexico, it's like, oh, we
man,
just
that's too, that shit is too, man, that shit is 20 feet from the American border, dog. It's right there.
It's like, oh, you thought you were safe?
Shit is like they had just gotten into Mexico, basically. Right. Yeah. They just crossed the border.
And yeah, and there's only one bridge across, that one bridge right there. Hmm.
About 65 to 70% of cross-border trips are for dental care.
Yeah, that's another one. People also go just going to the pharmacy.
Oh yeah, to get drugs you can't get here.
Yeah. Thank God black people don't have teeth.
Oh no.
Well, it could have been. Oh, nobody else know about this? Y'all don't be on Reddit.
I'm sorry, I don't.
Is there a conspiracy? Is there a new conspiracy theory out there?
Oh no, I'll just fucking around, guys.
Maybe start it, see where it goes.
Black like people don't have teeth. Birds aren't real.
Yeah, birds aren't real.
Hey, now we're talking about to kind of change topics while it's in my mind, it'll slip away from me. Talking about John Morant's upper limit problem. That dude is on a mission to sacrifice himself.
Isn't there a new story now? Another teenager?
Oh, Jesus.
I thought so.
When did this one happen?
I feel like I saw something.
It had to have happened before. He can't have done anything.
John Morant was investigated by cops for assault on another high school student back in September. But that's literally, there's no link or anything.
Why does he keep beating up high school kids?
He just
this dude can't win right now.
He the high school bully, but he a NBA player.
That's what it sounds like.
He taking people lunch money and shit.
What it sounds like.
Getting the gritty on them as they take their money.
Oh shit, here comes John Morant. Oh man.
Go ahead and empty your comic books.
That tweet beat me saw up. Andy. Some brother tried to blame the shit on black people.
I forget whose tweet that was.
Try to blame what on black people?
Just a coon. It was just a coon.
It was a coon.
Oh, okay.
It was a coon.
It's not even that deep. He was just trying to find an angle to coon.
John Morant came into my homeroom and he beat me up, took my lunch money, but he signed my shoes. So like he's actually pretty cool. It's actually pretty nice of him.
John Morant gave me a wedgie.
You know what I don't like, and I'm gonna say this, and this is just me, is Stephen A. Smith has been. I mean, Rod, you probably do it better. Rod, just have Stephen A. Smith praise T. Morant for me right quick.
Praise him?
Yeah.
Okay.
How do you think he would praise him after this? Just do that.
I feel like he would have started with something like, you know, me and this brother T. Morant, we go way back. I've been a fan of this man since his son came in the NBA. Okay, a lot of black men aren't stepping up and being fathers, but to see this brother right here every day sitting with his child, fruiting him on. This is exactly what Black America needs and the NBA needs. But however, you can't be shooting people with your child in the strip club. I feel like he said something like that.
That was very close. He's like, I just feel like he needs to. You got to stop being his friend and start being his daddy. I mean, T. Morant is a good brother. When you hear him start saying people are good brothers.
Yeah, it's coming.
Like. I'm like, they're not good brothers. They did something really bad.
And if you say they're a good brother, I believe them. I just know it's a setup.
For something else. Yeah.
He always about to drop the other shoe and say something really fucked up about you, like you a terrible father.
Right. Right.
I think he's a good brother. We went to high school together. Like, I call him every day.
It's so frustrating. But
when it comes to being a father, this man might as well be leaving to go get cigarettes.
John Moran was investigated by cops for assault after allegedly clashing with a high school student back in September, but he was never charged. According to Germantown Police Department, the interaction between the teenager and Memphis Grizzly point guard happened in Houston, at Houston High School in Tennessee at around 7:10 p.m. In the dust, police said an after-school volleyball game, Morant's sister, who attends Houston High School, got into a verbal argument with another student. Witnesses on the scene, according to Dot, told officers both parties called each other bitch, prompting Ja's sister to contact Ja about it. See, Ja here is the problem.
They keep calling him. He's got to stop taking their calls.
He's the problem. He's the problem. And what this tells me is that the people in his family are starting this shit. A short time later, cops say Ja's mom and dad, that good brother, Ja's baby daughter, and a group of adult males all came into the gym together. According to documents, most of the group, excluding Ja's father, went to confront the student in the stands at the game, been quarreling with Ja's sister. Which one of y'all called her a bitch? Jamie Morant, Ja's mother, allegedly said. See, it's everybody. It ain't just Ja. It's everybody.
I feel so bad for the brothers in his entourage. Because, like, when the homie make it, that's the easiest gig. Like, they just pay for everything. All you gotta do is just show up, hang out, make sure they protect it.
Right.
But Ja is the nigga people need protecting from.
Right. He appears to be the problem.
Yeah, this is an impossible job. Like, they supposed to call you and you be like, I'm gonna come down there and take care of this so Ja don't get in trouble. Ja's calling they calling John and Ja calling you like, we going to get in some trouble.
Yeah, and his parents, at least his mother, they sound like not shit people.
Listen to this. Cops say in the docs they told Jamie, that's his mother, she cannot come upstairs and confront the students. This is at the volleyball game.
Right, you can't. I wouldn't allow you to. No, grown woman, you can't come on our property. Let us handle this.
They did not need to make a scene at the school, but officers say while they were talking, this is a distraction, one of the men with Ja moved past police and walked towards students. According to the report, witnesses on the scene said the man slapped a phone out of a student's hand who had been attempting to take a picture of Ja in the stands and then said, I don't care about none of that. I will beat y'all's ass. A witness later said the man, quote, was about to pull a gun, though cops on the scene said in the documents they never observed a firearm during the incident. So this was someone else. This was not Ja, but somebody as part of the entourage that went and intimidated students.
Yeah, they were doing their job. Like, my job is, no, what you ain't going to do is take these pictures.
We like a year away from a documentary called The Morant Murders.
I hope not, because he is so fun to watch live. He beat our asses when we and Roger's mama went to go. He did. He beat the hell out of us, but he was so fucking fun to watch.
And then he went to the local high school and beat their asses.
These asses ain't going to stop
here. Lies the problem.
I mean, beat their asses on the basketball court, not real asses. Come on.
He was like, I tell you what, I'm about to go to Mexico and beat all these fake asses too while I'm at it. Yeah.
And therein lies the problem.
The next day, cops said the mother of the student who had been in the spat with Ja's sister wanted to press charges against all parties, including Ja, for intimidation and harassment. Cops say Jamie Morant also wanted to press charges against the student who had been in the tiff with her daughter for threats and intimidation.
Well, what, Jamie?
I'm not taking over. I just want to ask, because I've said this before. I think this generation has a problem with taking advice, and I hear a lot of people calling my good uncle Shannon Sharp, O'Shea Sharp, all kinds of coons and stuff like that, because he's trying to bestow wisdom upon this young man.
But when have you ever wanted to hear old people talk? Like, you know, the youth, they strong-headed. We going to make the change. We going to do what we want to do. So, you know, and I tell
that good funny. Brother T. Morant.
you fuck around and the world will whoop your ass and you'll find out how far you can get it just on your youth of we ain't going to take it no more.
But it's like steadily hustling backwards.
Because he started to just get money.
Right.
Like he got that Nike deal. I think they just re-signed. I think they extended him. So he probably got like one of the big like a rookie max extension. So that's like another 100-some-odd million, I believe, or maybe two. So
he's just started a contract.
Yeah, and here he is. He's like, oh, $200 million contract plus Nike. Let me pull out my gun and get busy on the track real quick. Yeah. Let me show you.
I'm gonna be the furthest thing away from trouble because I don't. Me and Roger talked about this. I don't tell Roger we get into some money, child. I'm not gonna be on nobody's social media. Everything gonna be taken away from my black ass. Y'all gonna be like, all she do is post about pictures of her feet. Yes, bitch, because I don't care. I have enough money to not care no more.
And that's the thing. Like, this is the story, or from earlier in the summer, was Ja Morant's mother calling him to come to the mall. And this is his sister calling him. Why are they calling him? Why is he taking those calls? His sister saying, come up to my high school.
Because he's a problem, Andy, and they know it. They know that they can go get him to do things.
Yeah, like
that's why. On my phone.
So what that tells us is there are a bunch of other incidents where he was like out of town or busy.
Exactly.
They're calling him all the time.
Exactly.
He just happened to answer twice that we know of.
Oh, he's answered a lot. These are just the ones
I think so.
Just
too.
The ones we know about.
And he's only 23. Like, it's crazy that you're the guy that your family calls when you're 23. That's just never supposed to happen.
Because he's $400 million richer. That's why.
But that's also
That's just another reason it's supposed to not happen, Mike.
Right. It's other grown adults that have lived life longer. Like,
even if you're being selfish, you always protect the money. Like, no, Jai, you can't be the one to shoot him. I got to shoot him.
If your sister's getting bullied and you have hundreds of millions of dollars, you can just make the bully disappear. Like, you don't have to show up and like start slapping the phones out of people's hands. You have the money to
calling and demanding shit.
Keep your hands clean, you know.
But how do you get the street cred if you don't have the gun?
Okay. I don't care about no street cred. Street credies.
Yeah, street cred didn't pay any bills.
Right.
It sure don't.
They are hustling backwards. But you know, NBA don't play that.
but also I'm talking from a 40-something-year-old perspective too.
Yeah.
Well, I would imagine T. Morant's got to be close to your age.
Right. It's going to be interesting to see if that.
And his mama got to be close to your age.
At least in their 50s, you know.
And they seem to be the ones causing the trouble. Although, you know, T. Morant is a good brother.
Apparently so.
It'll be interesting to see if they enforce a 50-game penalty like people keep speculating, because if that don't fix it, it just can't be fixed.
Yeah.
Here's the other thing too. Memphis ain't the place. I know he plays in Memphis, but Memphis ain't the place where you want to, if you're not really that dude, you don't want to be out here pretending to be
fucking
that
around. Because you know a lot of people have a myth that down south ain't gangster, baby. Gangster is gangster up north, down south, out west, whatever. It might have a slower twang to it, but they'll still fuck you up down here too.
Yeah.
And that's the thing about it. Like, at some point, John might pull up on the wrong person.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's I don't know how tough he really is or how tough he thinks he is, but
he's
there are a lot of people
he's
out there.
He's not. You know how you know he's not? He keeps fucking with children.
That's true. He does. High school kids are terrified.
He's not.
You want to know how else I know he's not tough? You see the way he pulled that gun out? He was like, that is not how you put. This is not how you pull a gun up to show that you got some heat on you. This is
pew pew.
what was the cartoon character? Martian. He played the little Martian.
Marvin the Martian.
Laser lights.
He don't want to be the face of the league. He don't want to be.
Apparently, he don't.
He don't want to be. He don't want the responsibility that comes to being face of the league.
Don't worry about it. He won't.
What's funny to me about there's a difference between being team leader and being face of the league. You can decide if you're the team leader, but you don't really get to decide if the league is going to put your ass out there and say you're one of the people. You don't get to make the fans decide that when they decide that, like Karen was saying, he's so exciting and so dynamic.
Oh, he is so fun to
decide,
watch.
The fans will decide who the face of the league is going to be.
You know, for years.
You can decide to not be a team leader. Kevin Garnett has done that.
Right. But
you don't get to decide whether you go, I just want to be the face of the league. I'm like, well, you can't make the decision. Unless you just go out there and play shitty.
For years, the NBA during the David Stern years were trying their best not to make Allen Iverson the face of the league.
Right. They but the fans were like, he's the face of the league. Sorry.
They were like, absolutely not. Here, we got Vince Carter. They're like, nope. Iverson.
I want him.
What about Tracy McGrady?
Was the man.
Nope.
He was so fun to watch.
We got Iverson at home.
They were like Grant Hill. Nope.
Y'all don't need no Iverson. We got Grant Hill at home.
Nope. The fans decide that.
We got a face of the league at home.
You got Allen Iverson money.
does Allen Iverson have Allen Iverson money?
They were like, what about Steve Nash? He was like, no, we want Allen Iverson, dog.
Allen Iverson.
What about Bo Outlaw? No, nigga. We said Allen Iverson.
Yeah. He was the first time.
Yeah, Allen Iverson. Like,
he keep getting put on the All-Star team. We can't stop it. You sure can't.
And the fans decide that. The fans decide who the face of the league is going to be. So you just because you don't like it, oh, I don't know if I can do it well. Sorry. Play shitty. Play just good enough to stay in the league.
Or just act like you hurt like Zion. I'm not saying he's faking his injury, but I'm like, just be like Zion. Just stay on the side. Every time you get ready, you do a little bit to prove that you earned your money, and then pull a hammy. Just sit on the side for the rest of the season. Do a little bit more. Pull a hammy.
Yeah, that dude is. I would say he's snake bit, but the snake bit one is Kevin Durant. That poor brother is snake bit.
This man. This dude can't do it. If I had Kevin Durant,
he was doing warm ups and went down. I was like, God damn, sir! The game hasn't even started.
That looked rough. Yeah,
him and Anthony Davis.
What that looked like to me was 35 years old.
Yep.
Come on.
That shit would have happened at 30. He would have hopped right back up at 25 and 8 for the night and called it. It would have been. We might have missed like 4 minutes of warm ups. Now, 35, you just don't even take a chance. You're like, yeah, I'm good.
Yeah, he went down. He went down harder than people normally go down when they turn their ankle.
Yes, indeed. The way that ankle turned, I was like, well, looking at the footage, that hurt. Oh, yeah. That shit gonna swell. I don't blame you, dog.
Looking at the footage, it didn't seem like his ankle turned that hard to me. It just was like, I don't know. You hit a certain age, it's like, man, I'm not supposed to be falling this shit.
Right. I'm not supposed to be. Bitch, why I'm falling?
Like, I'm good. I'm good on this. This is not.
Yes. I tripped on the sidewalk and was parallel to the ground. I was like, never again, bitch.
Like, look at this. It didn't even really turn that bad. It was just enough for him to be like, man, fuck that.
Watch his right foot when he lands, though. So the left one.
One is the one that turned right
now. Okay. Oh. Now watch the right one when it comes down.
That's how
you see the right one?
Yeah.
That's how I broke my ankle.
That shit just look like, man, y'all got it.
Okay, so what this tells me is he's spending no time in the training room.
He just came off an injury.
Oh, strengthening up his ankle.
Yeah, he may have been.
You can still be in the training room coming off an injury. There's things.
That's what I'm saying. He may have been training, but
his ankles.
The injury, dog. Like, because I think the injuries to his leg too. So like,
he had a leg injury. The whole point of training, of building up the muscles around the joint, because you ain't got no muscles in the ankle. You don't have any muscle in the ankle joint to stabilize the joint. So right. you work on your flexibility and you work on the muscles around the joint.
So they won't get stiff, right?
So you don't do shit like this, because if, let's say your ankles are strong and you do step on some water like he did, well, it ain't going to roll like that.
I'm going to tell you something right now. I'll still be on that court right now. That game would have been over with.
I'm trying to tell you. I'm holding it too.
But it's just
and then
crazy.
when he landed, he had instability in the other one. So there's a lot of things happening there. It's core strength. His core doesn't look strong.
So the injury that he just came off of was a right knee injury.
Right? Yeah.
This is a left ankle.
Sometimes you be overcompensating because
that makes sense. Knee injuries usually begin. All injuries to your leg begins from the ground up. Okay, so it's going to start from the ankles going up. If he has weak ankles, that could be that right ankle shimmying when he came down. That's a problem for me when I see that.
The other thing, though, I'll give him credit for is I think people, he's been so good, people forgot he was never supposed to be the same again
after the Achilles. Yeah.
Like, people were on some, like, yeah, that's it. for like he'll be in the NBA, but he'll never be Kevin Durant. And he's been Kevin Durant when he's healthy enough to be on the floor, which has been extremely surprising.
Yeah.
I'm wondering if he's wearing braces, if he wears ankle braces or
don't look like it.
It don't look like it at all. I'm like, a lot of guys and girls don't want to wear ankle braces because somehow they get it in their head that it's going to make your legs dependent on the brace. I'm like, no, it's called support.
So people in the league got away from high tops a few years back. Kobe was an early adopter of low tops. And the thought was they studied it to
protect your ankles.
I think they looked at it and said they don't really do much for your ankles, but you got to still tape your ankles, and that gives you more support than just wearing a high top anyway. So I don't know if he's taping his ankles, but whatever happened here, it just rolled. Normally you're landing on someone's foot when your ankle rolls like that.
He said he hit a little patch of water. So
okay.
The main thing for me is that I've seen dudes get up and play from that, but they've never been 35.
Right.
I feel like every college game I watch a motherfucker take an injury where I'm like, God damn, and they just hop back up, like, all right, let's go.
Yeah.
Like, that's a drilling, like, bitch.
KD just was like, yeah, that was it, man. I think we're gonna have to see y'all in the postseason.
Right. Do you want me to play this game and miss the playoffs? Or do y'all want me in the playoffs and I just miss this game?
Yeah.
I'll be in the back. Y'all make our decision.
I know you decide. You can't have both.
Yeah, like even with LeBron with his foot, like, he's a beast because he's like, yeah, I heard something pop. Finished the game, won the game, and then was like, yeah, all right, man, I'll see y'all if we make the playoffs.
Yeah.
Like, I'm 38.
Yeah, I broke my ankle. I landed wrong. Dude pushed me when I was on the layup, and I landed wrong. My foot went just like KD's foot. But all my weight went on my ankle, and I heard it pop. I bounced back up, but that's how I broke my ankle and my it's like the fibula. Whichever one was on the outside bone.
I had a hairline fracture in my ankle from the same thing, except I went up to get a rebound, came down on my fucking ankle. I don't know how it happened. I'm just like, Everybody's like, hey man, go ahead, walk it off. I said, motherfucker, you mean roll it off? Roll me off the court. Y'all got it. I'm 35.
It was one of those things where it's like I was trying to get up. And it was like, yo, my body was like, no, we're gonna lay here. Call the ambulance. Yeah. You're not going to
we're gonna lay here.
The first thing that happened was my head got hot.
Yeah.
I said, what the fuck? What is this?
That's like the beginning of throwing up.
My head got hot, boy. I said, I don't just feel different, guys. I don't think I can lace them up on this.
I knew I fucked
something up because I heard the pop, and everybody in the gym heard the pop. Mm. And one dude was like, ah, and like took off running down the other end of the court, like, ah,
And he's mocking you with his two working legs.
Yeah, he just took off. He's like, ah.
Did somebody come help you? I mean, I know y'all dudes and y'all don't have, you know, y'all don't run into aid. I mean, but shit, nigga.
It's a sporting event.
Yeah, so
everyone gonna get you help. That's the one time a man's allowed to be weak.
Yeah, gonna help you.
Okay.
You get hurt during a sporting event, you become a hero.
Everybody becomes a doctor. Hey man, don't unlace your shoes. No, lace them up real tight. Hold it. Keep the sweat.
Don't take off your shoe.
Yeah, you take your shoe off, you ain't putting it back on.
Give them some air. It's too many people in the huddle. That. Give them some air. Let them breathe. You're cutting off the circulation. Give them some air.
I remember one time I played ball with this dude, Terry, and he dislocated his knee right in front of me.
Oh, shit.
And then it was crazy. Everybody was like, man, what you doing? I started putting on my shit. And they were like, what you doing, man? I said, oh, we not playing again.
All right, the game over.
They was like, nah, man, you know, we get the hospital come. I said, first of all, that's going to take a while. Second of all, I don't think you understand. I'm not hopping back on the court after seeing that.
Right.
Yeah. Can't do it.
It's traumatizing.
Like, let me ask you this. Day, is your head a little warm? Is that happening? Yeah.
This man's knee is in his sock, and y'all motherfuckers out here like, man, we can still run it back, right? No, that was
the game is ending.
Yes, yeah,
tomorrow.
I actually pay to be here. They're not paying me to perform. Like, I actually pay a fee to be out here. So this is officially over.
You just gonna leave. Man, this man is dying.
Yes, I'm just gonna leave.
Yes, I'm leaving.
I tell a joke about how I look at everybody on the court before I get on the court now to play. And that's a real thing. If I see if I see like somebody that's like really out of control playing D, who look like they just got out of jail wearing certain types of shoes, I'm at a nail. Anybody's wearing running shoes playing basketball, I'm not getting on the court. Cause the dude that helped me break my ankle was wearing Sacconis. I knew I shouldn't have been on the court.
What the hell is a Sacconis?
It's a running shoe.
Oh, and not a tennis and not like a basketball type of shoe.
Yeah. He had he
was out there in the Brooks. The hell is this?
My ankle being broke was premeditated. He knew he was in it for the he had on Sacconis. Yeah. I like dude so that, now
a dude that hyperextended my knee. Big goofy ass white dude, and I knew he was goofy because he ran hard as fuck no matter what the play was. You know what I'm talking about? Where like you could just be walking up the court and it's that stomping down and shit. And I was like, and I seen him come. It's like my brain said, Rod, prepare yourself. About to be out for 6 to 8 weeks, and he
ran. That's what the report said. 6 to 8 weeks injury.
Like I was like, God damn it, man! What you doing? He's like, what? And of course, he didn't get hurt because those type of dudes never get hurt.
They're invincible. You can't kill them.
Yeah,
you can't take them out.
He's like, hey, I'm sorry, man. You okay, bro? I was like, no.
No, I'm not okay.
That dude that played defense on you, right? That dude that played defense on you. That's like he think he's playing D, but he's like all over you, like
your hard defense, fouling you and shit. I didn't touch you. You didn't touch me.
The kind of dude that sees you shooting around and then they be like, you want to play some one-on-one? Like, no.
No.
Absolutely not.
Yeah, I'm done, yo.
You got to avoid the guy with jean shorts on because he'll foul the shit out of you.
Yes. Yeah, why are you? Why don't you have basketball shorts?
Why are you out here in jean shorts?
Why
is your shoes flat?
I know an old white man that played in jean shorts and a crop top.
Crop top.
He wasn't gay. He just dressed like that and played basketball like that, and he fouled the shit out of you.
Yeah, they hacked everybody.
Yeah.
I played basketball.
Jean shorts, polo shirt.
One day after the game, I said, Denny, I gotta ask you, bro, why you be playing ball in a crop top? And he was like, because the bottom of your shirt gets sweaty. It makes you less aerodynamic.
What?
I said, Denny, you...
That makes no sense.
You old and sorry, bro. That's not what's hurting you.
Yeah, like would he be if he was less aerodynamic, would he be fouling more? Or
right.
Like, how doesn't even work?
This man shoots, he shot hook shot threes.
Oh, he's one of those guys.
He wasn't good at them.
Oh.
So it's like, bro, what are you even doing?
My
favorite guy at a pickup game is the I'm off today guy.
Oh yeah, every shot, every third shot, I'm off today.
Yeah. Like, what do you mean today? Today, really? You're off today.
Slapping their hands out every time you shoot. Like, brick.
Like damn, I'm just shots just aren't falling.
You know you can pass the ball. You don't have to just shoot it every time. You're not gonna get warm.
Got to shoot through.
You never get hot.
The guy get higher.
When they tell you I'm off today and then they shoot it again, I'll be mad as fuck. Like you told me, bro.
Yeah, that means stop shooting. Go. And you know, in fact, go for the layup. Why are we still shooting these threes?
Yeah. Why are you out here throwing hook shots from 25 feet out?
Right. Because you know what? A basketball player would be like, you know what? Let me go in and work my way out. You're like, nope. I'm going to get hot all the way out here.
Man, it's windy out here.
Somebody shoot a low quality shot and then do that. Like, act like they frustrated at themselves so you can't say nothing.
Right. Right.
Oh, God damn it. I'm like, no, nigga. I get to say that.
I got
to
make those.
I'm not you.
You that shot dude, this shitty shot. You knew it was shitty when you shot it, motherfucker.
That dude shot a hook shot, a 3-point hook shot, because he didn't want to get fouled, because he wanted to be able to foul other people. That's why he
absolutely.
Oh, he had the energy to foul
him. I remember I told him that one day. I said, you know, it's not fair you be fouling so much. And he was like, I'm just trying to play D, man. I said, no, because I would never foul you because you're sorry. I would always let you shoot.
So yeah, I'm getting fucked up and you just get to go down and throw bricks up, man. It's not like, calm down, man. We got jobs and shit.
We got 401ks and insurance. What's wrong with you?
Man, I hated that dude.
I'm just trying to get a run on.
You're right.
Mm-hmm. I hate that guy too.
Go to the track then. Don't
I'm just out here to run. Like, okay. why are you playing so aggressively then? If you just
the out here to run guy needs to be the least aggressive. The aggressive
just trying to
people,
break a sweat.
The out here to run guy is the guy who's getting mad at the aggressive people. Like, what are y'all fighting for?
Like, some of the worst dudes are the ones that, like, we had a track above the track above the basketball court. They come down from the track after doing a little cardio and then be like, get a quick run in. I'm like, that's not how this works.
Yeah.
Like, right. It's just
you were just on the elliptical.
You were doing a quick run. Go back and do that shit if you're not gonna take it serious. Cause I'm not here for your cardio.
Yeah. I'm gonna use you to get my cardio in.
Yeah. I would like to try to win. It's not a big deal to you. You just gonna go home in 5 minutes.
I like and dislike when there's a dude that look like he played football, shoot a jumper, cause it just doesn't look right.
Yeah.
It's too stocky.
Yeah, like you're just too strong for this game. Like,
I played ball with a couple of like Panthers a few times. One was Greg Hardy.
Oh, Jesus. Well, you're not a woman, you're all right.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't assume, but you know, I didn't feel in danger, but I also didn't want to assume that I was out of danger. But yeah, he very nimble on his feet and everything, but just play ball like a football player, big and strong
and aggressive,
trying to like do crossovers and shit and then banging everybody in the paint. I was like, dude, isn't that, you can have a layup.
Right. Ain't nobody gonna fight you.
And then I played against an offensive lineman for the Panthers. I forget his name, white dude. He was kind of famous at the time. Strongest motherfucker I ever seen in my life, dude. I don't ever really get pushed around because I'm too big. Like, I weigh too much for people to just push me around. That motherfucker I turned around one time. I thought someone had run into me full speed and pushed me with two hands. And when I turned around, it was just him with one hand gently pushing me.
Jenny pushing you out the way. Not even a whole lot of effort. He was like, I bench press this.
Like, don't get out of here, player. I said,
that's him trying not to hurt you.
And he's probably not even going full strength. He's probably just half strength doing that.
Right. It felt like someone had attached a winch to a car and pulled me from out of the paint. Like, nope. I said, oh, shit. I think I'm done.
That's hilarious.
Oh, Jesus. Do we have any emails?
We got a couple of emails. I didn't tease any stories. We got a few stories.
14 minutes.
Bookmark. Okay, let's get to
12 minutes.
Let's get to I'll do the emails first. We got a not a ton. But we got an interesting one. Malik commented about, we've talked about the woman who handles bees, right? She just walks around with bees on TikTok or whatever.
Yeah.
Regarding the bee lady, apparently she's a fraud and a quote Randolph's voice, a white lady clout chaser.
I saw that.
Oh, shit. What happened?
Saw that. Apparently she's fraud. She's lying. She'll get some people stung by bees. What's she going to do?
A lot of indie beekeepers on TikTok have talked about how she breaks hella rules in the videos, not wearing gear, etc.
First of all, can we talk about how indie beekeepers is a thing?
Yeah, it's like, I think that's a category at South by. South by Southwest. Indie beekeepers have talked shit about her. They claim the reason it looks like she's not in danger is because off camera, her husband has already pacified them with smoke and cleaned out most of the hive.
That's what I thought.
Oh, okay. Wait a minute. They will fuck her up. Right.
Well,
that makes
now,
sense.
We don't know anything about this because we're not indie beekeepers. So
that's true. We need to find, is there an indie beekeeper?
Is indie beekeepers just hating on this girl because she's getting some shine now?
I'll take it.
You know what I mean?
I believe it.
Or is she, as Ashley's saying, is she the liver king of bees? Is
Ashley, she could be. She could be. She's, I don't even know her name though. Like, she's not famous enough to have gotten into our radar. I don't know.
Not for us. I mean, but you know, big beekeeper apparently knows who she
is. In the bee world, she the talk of the town in the big bee world, apparently.
There is an article.
She always felt a little
queen sting.
She always felt a little grifty to me.
That grifty.
Like, I don't think it's the worst thing in the world, but it felt like it was a little
sticky, apparently.
I thought she probably did incapacitate the bees and then go in there. Because that was the thing I always heard, like smoke will make them docile and shit. And I was just like, the bees look docile,
right?
But you never see smoke. And I was like, is this motherfucker the Snow White of bees and shit?
There's an article.
I did see one where she was smoking the bees herself. I did see one of those.
What if I forgot what I was about to say.
It's all good.
Well, Bee TikTok has officially migrated to Twitter.
Oh shit, Bee TikTok.
Going viral with videos by Texas Bee Works Erica Thompson. I guess this is the woman.
That's her.
Where she scoops up bees with her bare hands like a Snow White of insects, relocates massive honeybee swarms with her blonde hair down, and sometimes has a spare queen riding in her chest pocket with more than 6 million followers. Yeah, she has a queen in her pocket. She's like, this hive doesn't have a queen. I happen to have one in my front pocket. She pulls out a queen bee.
Oh.
That's how she ends everything. It's another great day of saving the bees.
Yeah.
So she's gentrifying other little hives with random queens?
She is gentrifying, yeah. She's doing all kinds of bee manipulation. Other beekeepers and entomologists are starting to take issue with the viral clip, which often show Thompson interacting with bees with little to no protection. They also question just how much saving she's actually doing by relocating non-native honeybees to her own apiary, with some going so far as to accuse Thompson and her husband of staging bee rescues. I'm 100% okay with her showing how docile swarms are, but the fact that she goes into removals without wearing any safety gear, wearing black leggings, a black tank top, and a dark blue shirt that is unbuttoned, over top and knotted, one TikToker, LA Honey Bee Rescue, says in a video series. She's setting very dangerous precedent.
Yeah. And that's why people follow her, because she's out there like that.
It does start to sound a little haterish.
I took notice that they put a lot of, I don't know if it's the way that Andy read it, or that's how they meant it. They put a lot of emphasis on the black leggings.
And black.
Well, it says here that bees are also reactive towards dark colors like black and brown, making Thompson's all black uniform a dangerous example to follow.
Right, but she is Hawaiian.
So,
according to the beekeeping website, Bee Hour, bees evolved to defend their hive from wild animals. Usually, have dark fur,
like a black bear or a brown bear. Fur.
These bees out here on some racist bullshit, man.
My beekeeper suits are all white. Beekeeper suits are white for a reason. Okay.
You benefit white privilege.
That's right. I guess, been accused of faking. I don't know if she's done a video where she's been like, hey, guys, I just want to address the haters. But this is
She got the B world in the buzz, boy.
That's what you did there, Karen.
Boom. That's why they have me here. I'm not a full-time comedian, but I can buzz a joke every now and then.
She's gonna feel the wrath of the hive at some point.
Yes.
I've been tagged in Texas Bee Works videos more times than I can count, so I've decided to share my thoughts. As we've established over the past few videos, honeybees are not native to the US. They're agricultural animals that are fine for farms and honey production, but are harmful to native bees and ecosystems. Do I think we should be killing honeybees? No. They can be put to good use on farms, so relocation like Texas Bee Works does is great for that. However, this company claims to preserve, protect, and increase bee populations across Texas without ever mentioning supporting our native bees on their website or TikTok. Does that mean this company doesn't support native bees? Not necessarily.
That's too inside.
Inside bees ball.
Inside bees ball.
That's good.
It sounds a little haterish.
She's about to be the next Tiger King. Yo,
it's not as haterish as what they did to Groover Gorilla. So I feel like We let her slide. We got to let him slide.
I don't know if I'm letting her slide. I'm just saying it sounds a little haterish. I think both things can be true. She could be fucking it off and they could be hating on her because she's getting all the attention. I ain't never seen that other girl.
Okay, what is this heading? Only saving the colonizer bees? Quite interesting. Is she really a Trump supporter? What? Mm.
That's good reading.
Shit, somebody been down to Reddit.
There's no evidence online to support that, even on her Instagram where she follows the president and vice president. But this is an article from 2021. But would it really be a shock for a white woman from Texas to be a Trump supporter? The truth might sting. Okay, so this is just all speculation at this point.
Yeah.
Look like we're going deep into the hive, y'all.
And then she put out
I see you got another one off there. That's a good one. Got a queen in your pocket.
And she made a statement on Instagram. Recently, a series of untrue and hurtful attacks was made about me and my work.
You didn't vote for Trump?
Then journalist chose to support.
No comment.
And reward this online harassment by perpetuating a false narrative without taking time to check the facts. It's a sad day when people see a woman doing something that's so outside of the norm. They assume there's no way she can actually be doing those things.
Apparently, it's not that outside of the norm if these other women are chiming in.
And if she is, she must be getting a help from a man. What? Oh, okay.
Out there making nicknames for her, like Marjorie Taylor Bean or Marjorie Taylor Queen.
That's a good one.
Lauren Bebert.
Yeah.
Lauren Bebert.
Oh, my God. We're doing this. Oh, we're going here, y'all. My God.
Thank you to the mass of experienced beekeepers, leaders of the beekeeping community, and all of the beekeeping associations who were quick to come to my defense. And thank you to the journalists like Drew Schwartz from Vice, who took the time to check the facts before supporting online harassment. As a professional beekeeper, it's my mission and my purpose to help people understand and appreciate the work of bees and beekeepers.
So you voted for Trump, a guy who's relaxed, whose policies have relaxed environmental protection that were just killing the bees? And I mean, beekeepers out of business?
Allegedly. The article says there's no evidence that she voted for Trump.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Fake news.
So that's she never buzz. Mentions, though, she doesn't really actually mention the more specific critiques, like the black leggings and all that kind of stuff, not wearing protective gear. She just says, they said I had a man help me. That's it. That's the only thing she really denies.
It's another great day of saving the bees.
It's a non-denial denial. So we got a couple more comments.
Yeah, that's none of my beeswax.
None of my beeswax.
Raphael left a comment.
I hope honey here can work it out.
The internet is buzzing. Raphael says, I watched the Chris Rock special today, and I'm looking forward to you guys discussing it. The black guy who tips had an awesome discussion on it.
Listen to us on Monday, if you're not a freeloader, you got it. But
can't nobody tell me anything about the Kardashians that is facts. 100. Okay, so yeah, go back and listen. I mean, Raphael probably has listened to Monday by the time he hears this.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm going to call Monday's episode Elective Outrage. Juan left a comment. Got to admit, the New Jersey slander caught me off guard, and I had some thoughts that I was going to write here. Then I realized that's exactly the joke. Gang, gang. New Jersey slander is kind of, it's just an easy target. That's really all it is.
Love a self-aware king.
Raphael has another comment. Just curious, have any of you been watching Marlon Wayans hosting of The Daily Show? The Harlem on the Streets segment talking about the Oscars was beautiful to see. Just curious to hear your take on his style.
I haven't really been watching him. I know people are liking his special. I'm not a Marlon Wayans fan at all. So if y'all say it's good, I'll take your word for it. I'm probably not going to say it. It'd be work now.
As I did with Chris Rock's special. I haven't watched that either, and I probably won't watch it. Shout out to Dion Cole.
Bomani was on The Daily Show. Marlon was the host, and the interview was really good. Like, it was fun. It was so good. The show's only 21 minutes right now, and I think 9 minutes of it was the interview or something. So, like,
okay,
that's crazy.
But yeah, no, nah, I mean, I watched this last special before this, and that was his best special I had seen. He's improved a lot. He's taken, you could tell he's actually getting up and like go doing spots. Before, I feel like, you know, I don't know him, but it felt like his whole thing was like, I'm a Wayans, and you know, but now it's like, okay, he's been putting in some work. And so I'm interested to see this newest special too.
I would absolutely not go see Sean Wayne's special.
Yeah.
Did he make a special on Sean Wayans?
No, nah, but if he did, I wouldn't watch it because I don't watch any specials.
Shots fired.
Somebody said shout out to Dion Cole. You don't watch Dion special?
Oh, that's my guy, man. He's my go-to. Dion, anything Dion and Wanda Sykes, you got me. If you say Wanda got a new special, I'm here. Dion, I'm here.
So, Mike, you don't even watch the specials just for like reconnaissance. I guess none of y'all don't really even watch them just to see.
No, I used to. No. Used to watch everything, and then I kind of stopped.
Yeah, I stopped watching specials. I'm a big Kevin Hart fan. That's like Grown Little Man and stuff like that. I used to watch it religiously, like it was my Bible. I had to stop because I started mimicking his mannerisms and his tone and cadence and stuff like that.
So much, right?
Even though it was, these were my actual jokes, I was doing it in his style. And my good friend and mentor, one of my mentors, Gregory Stevens, said, "Hey man, you need to stop watching Kevin Hart because you sound like him." And that was the way to get rid of that.
God, they're hearting it up.
Yeah. So a lot of times now, like I like Dion Cole. Because of his writing, he has a really nasty pen. Him and Wanda Sykes. So I just like their writing style.
Okay, so you don't worry about sounding like him.
No.
Okay.
That only happens to early comedians. That you grow out of that.
We got two more comments. Actually, one is an email.
Right? You heard that alarm, right?
No, but those are
fuck them comments. Fuck that them comments. Is that what you're saying?
I wasn't bullshitting.
No, we didn't hear. Zoom filters out background sounds really well.
Oh, y'all didn't hear it. Okay.
No. Mm-mm.
All right. So are we wrapping up? There's only two comments left.
Go to comments.
One of them is actually an article that someone sent us. John sent us an article about a 117-year-old man that was released from prison. Turned out to be a hoax article. It makes a round on the internet every couple of years. And even the website took it down that he linked. So that was not real. And then the last one, we got a comment on YouTube from Stamera. I am feeling so bad for Randolph because I remember him saying his Jamaican grandmother cooking a whole fish and him finding it in the pot.
Yep.
My mother-in-law is still traumatized from 15 years ago. The one time my parents came to visit from Barbados to meet my then boyfriend at the time, now my husband, my mom cooked a whole red snapper with the head on along with other delicious food. But she always talks about the fish with the head on. Randolph is right. The seafood in the U.S. tastes the same. Even when I go to Asian or Caribbean markets for fresh fish, growing up on Barbados, I took for granted getting fresh fish that was caught in the morning by local fishermen and cooked by noon by my grandmother. Maybe. Trust, there is a big difference in taste and texture with shark, mahi-mahi, rainbow fish, and snapper, as well as other fish, especially how it's cooked, stewed, curried, roasted, grilled, and of course, and it cut off. What the hell? The comment cut off. Mm. There it goes. And of course, well-seasoned. And that's the end of the comment.
Mm. Yeah, I was going to take your word for that.
No one cooks a shark with the head on, though, right?
No, I don't know if you can get a pot big enough, baby.
That's true, yeah.
Now, this is a baby shark or something like that.
Yeah. Or just like the hammerhead just sticking out of the pot.
Baby shark. I'm sorry.
Raw head, cooked body. That's all the comments.
Baby just started dancing.
I think if my dad goes fishing, and you can definitely tell the difference between like when he catch a fish and cook it up versus when you get one in the store.
Yep. You can tell. Me and Roger have went down to Charleston, which we need to go back years ago. And we ate that fish. I was like, oh, this is what it tastes like when you catch it in this ship today.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah, I don't eat that much seafood. I've had farmed salmon and fresh caught salmon from the grocery store, and you can tell a difference even with that. It's way different. That's all the comments. We're not going to get to any other stories. We had the the Republican lawmaker who liking a bunch of gay Instagram posts.
Even saying it.
We might send that to save it till next week because he gave a hilarious interview trying to justify it. And yeah, everything else is it is what it is. We got to wrap it up.
All right, y'all. So y'all come on back on Monday, freeloaders. You missed a good discussion about the Will Smith, the Chris Rock special. The Will Smith, his feelings are hurt.
And, I gotta watch it.
Mark in the chat said, "Don't eat sharks. Shark, if not properly prepared, can get you severely sick."
Good to know.
Okay, and they got like license plates inside them.
Yeah.
And they got a doll's eyes.
Yeah. They got a doll's eyes. Want to thank Rod and Karen for coming in with us today. Appreciate y'all. Thank you, Mike B, for coming in.
Randolph, before you go into that, I would like to add another segment to this 1 hour show that's over. Mm-hmm. If we could just talk for another 30 minutes, 30 to an hour.
Oh, okay. Is that what we're doing?
Are you going to drop some big news?
They're going to kick you off the executive board. Is that what we're doing? You ain't going to be producing no more.
All right. That's what we're doing? Okay.
They're going to suspend you off the show. They're going to be like, "Where Mike? We suspended him for like 3 weeks. Right. Get his shit together."
I'm going to set up a whole different Zoom link and send it to Mike and just have him sit in the waiting room. I'll be like, "Yeah, I'm trying to get you in. I don't know what's going on." And then I'll let him in and he'll be all by himself.
So y'all come back to us. We'll be here. Let's see if we can do this the way we did it last time. I'm Randolph Terrence.
I'm Andy Klein.
I'm Karen Morrow.
I'm Rye Morrow.
Last time was Mark, but I'm Mike B.
All right. Guys on. Mostly.
That's exactly how Kevin Hart would end a podcast.
That's exactly how he would. You're out. Heartbeat.